Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Okay, here we go.
Carlos Carvalhal, Football Manager.
Carlos, you're the first manager we've had on the show. So thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you. I'm glad about that. And it's a pleasure.
The first and the best. What's the most important thing a manager needs at the top level in football?
Manager need a lot of things nowadays.
Yeah,
more than in the past, in my opinion, because the the society and the life is changing all the time, and you must adapt to the new situation. So, social media, for example, is one of the last enemies of the managers.
Yeah,
not just the expectations anymore. So, a lot of things that you must follow. To be a manager, but one thing very important to be a manager, you must be a leader. This is very, very important. After, you must be your style of the leadership. You must have the control of the discipline in the group. You must motivate all the people around you, not just the players, but the staff, also the board, the fans, everybody. You must try to excite everybody, and I think the best leaders is that put all the people follow you. You give the guidelines and the people follow you. And to do that, I think you must born with
right.
some capacities to do that. But you must develop also a lot of things to be a manager nowadays.
So you would say it's a mix. This leadership thing, you would say it's a mixture of being born with it and adapting and learning it as you go along and developing it.
Absolutely. Because a leader is a leader. So sometimes we talk in Portugal. I'm Portuguese, you know. Cheiro do balneário, so it's the smell of the dressing room.
Okay.
This is something that you use like a figurative thing.
Yeah.
And you don't need to be a football player to be a manager, but it's important to know how the players think, how they act, and so yeah. on. And when you have a group of players in front of you, you must know what to do. You have different cultures, different... the people have different past, different... understanding about football, understand about the technical and the specific things that you need, they are different. And you have a big challenge. You must put different personalities, different countries with different past thinking in the same way. Not transform the people, but put them inside a group, inside an idea that you want to play, and everybody in the same way, and it is not different because I have in my experience that you all the time is because I talk about the smell of the dressing room. That when you go to a new group, you have a test. You have a test immediately.
Yeah.
The test that you will support usually, and I prefer that is with the best players.
Sure.
And you must be ready to that moment. So when I go to a new group, I am waiting that moment. Can right. be 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, and one player will test you. Will do a test
in front
you.
Of the group.
Exactly, in front of the group. Yeah. Usually, in front of the group, one player will do a test to you. It's like. Is something that you must be ready, that you must be hacked, and you must be strong with discipline. Because in that moment, you will do a definition about your future in that team. Or you win that battle, or if you lose, you don't have a future in that
You think it's that serious? The first test, if you don't pass that first test in front of the group of players, it's going to be very, very difficult for you to continue.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have this test all the time. So
okay.
I had in Swansea, I had in Sheffield, I had previous in Beşiktaş. All the time we have this test. I am a lucky person because maybe we'll say, oh, what are you talking about? It's better this kind of test to do with a under 19 or a teenager or something in the team. But my test all the time so far is with one of the best players. So
yeah, okay.
Is with one of the best players. And when you have this test, this moment, for example, in Swansea, it was in the second day of my trainings. And you must act in discipline in that moment because you must be straight about discipline. And in that moment, you will send a strong message to all the group, or you will show to all the group that you are not strong enough to control them. So this is one of the situations that the smell of the dressing room that we call about that is important.
Judging the situation, basically. But do you how do you deal with that? Do you have to find a balance between letting people get away with it and being too harsh on them? You have to find a middle ground between it.
Listen, to me, it's the most easy thing to be a manager to me is to control the discipline. Why? Okay. Because it's not because I'm very strong, very, very, but I'm straight about discipline in this way.
Okay.
If you have the discipline, if you create the rules and you are very clear about the rules, and if you create a punishment about the discipline to the rules that you made, and after this, it's depend of the players. So after me, it's not my problem. Imagine that you have the rules of the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You can't turn on the right when you go outside, and you turn on the right. You can do that. You can, but you know that if you do that, if the police will see you, you will pay a fine, and maybe you will lose the drive license sometimes. So. To me, it's very clear. In football, it's the same. You have the rules of the group. The rules is to defending the group all the time. And when someone broke that rule, they have a punishment. So
that's it.
To me, can be the best player. It's not about the color of the player, the status of the player, the age of the player. Discipline is to everybody. So I'm straight about that. I'm very straight about that. I'm not a very straight person, but about discipline, when I create my rules, if someone broke the rules, they will pay about that, absolutely sure.
And you apply that no matter how good the player is?
I don't care. I don't want to give examples, because if I will give examples, I think it's not fair to the
player. No, I understand. You don't have to name them.
But in my career, one time, I must put one player out of the club, and if, I don't know, maybe 30% of the fans have the name of the player on the shirt.
Yeah.
In that moment, and I must put him out because the behavior of the player is not under the behavior of our achievements and the things that we want to achieve. So he must go out, of course.
So you make no allowances, no matter how good the player is.
No. Okay. Absolutely. About discipline, no. I lose some important players in very important games in my career. Because they break the rules before that games. It's not because that game was important that I put him back. Even, I must tell you, one time I was in the club that I felt a big pressure from the board to put the player to play. I didn't do that. Because if I will do that, I bring a player. I don't know if I will win or not, but sure that I will lose the group.
Sure.
We can, the managers can't lose the group. This is the most important thing. To achieve something is stay with the group all the time, believe that they are a leader, and the leader control the way, control the discipline. I'm not a person that said that all the players are the same. No. They are, all the players are different.
Yeah.
I can talk more with you than another. Don't mean that I like you more than another. Sometimes the players are, they play more, they talk more, and another players are more introspective. They don't talk too much. So this is normal, but
rules are rules.
But the rules is something completely different. Sure. The rules is for everybody. It's not just to some players.
Sure, okay. Why did you decide to embark on a career in management in the first place? Because you were a player for a long time. What made you decide to become a manager?
Well, I'm a very lucky person. Again, I'm really a bad, really, really. Because I remember when I take decision to try to be football player and teacher of physical education. I was with 6 years old when I was in my school, and we have a field, and we do rotation. So the players are playing, and after one, we must go to the goal because nobody wants to be goalkeeper in that moment.
Okay.
So, and I remember when I was in the goal, I looked to that and fascinate me, the player playing. And I said to myself, no, I want to be a football player. I want to be a teacher, because I look to the teacher about sports. I want to be a sports teacher.
How old were you at this point?
Six years old.
Okay.
I remember that. I remember that okay. moment. After this, I just follow my dream. I try to be a football player. I achieve to be a football player. I play a national team of Portugal with 14 years old. I start my career in Braga with 18 years old. I play in the first team.
Yeah.
I start to playing. At the same time, I study all the time. I didn't achieve mathematics. So I can't go to sports university. So I stay 1 year. I candidate to the philosophy university. I was studying philosophy 1 year. But at the same time, I try to do mathematics. So I did mathematics. So next year, I candidate to sports science university. I specialize in football in Porto University. So I play football professional all the time, and I study. It's something very common in Portugal. In England, I think it's not common.
No, it's not. No.
But in that moment when I did it, it's not common also. But nowadays, it's very common in Portugal. A lot of players, professional players, study universities. They still study. So after I study university to be manager. So I prepare to be manager after, I don't know, maybe 20 years old when I play. And at the same time, I study university. So as you know, it was 5 years and two years in general subjects, physiology, anatomy, and so on. Mm-hmm. And after the last 3 years, I was just specializing in football. And I have a very good teacher. So it's why when I I start my career with 32 years old. I know that I was a ready person to my job because I prepare very well to be manager.
So it was always part of your life anyway, studying football and all that kind of stuff. Because some managers would say that they wanted to become, like Jose Mourinho, for example, would say that, or has said that part of the reason he wanted to become a manager is because he didn't achieve what he set out to achieve as a player. But you wouldn't say that applies to you.
I'm better manager than I was player.
Okay.
This I know. But okay. Even I play in Porto, in Portugal.
Sure, I know you had a career. Yeah,
yes, I have a career and I play all the time in the first division. When I play in second division, we promoted, so two times. I'm very proud about my career like a football player, but I'm better manager. Why? Because I never play. I have a different idea about Mourinho. The mind is different. I never express on the pitch what I think about football.
Okay.
Because I don't have technical ability to do that.
Sure.
I was a central back. Even I'm not tall, but I was a central back. Yeah. Very hard central back.
Yeah.
I kick a lot of strikers.
Okay.
If I was in my team, if you ask me, if Carlos play in my team, will not play.
No.
He goes in the bench and maybe in the bench.
Okay.
I never put him to play because I have different understanding about football.
Okay.
So I've... my brain think different, but my technical abilities can't do that. Is why I prefer to be I enjoy to be a football player, of course. I think it's the best to the people like football is play, but I'm enjoying a lot to be manager.
So a manager gives you a chance, management gives you a chance to express your football philosophy and your ideals more than being a player did.
Absolutely. Okay. It was absolutely like
okay.
That.
Okay. What do you think is the main sort of error that people make when they think about what a manager's job is? How different is it day to day being a manager to maybe how fans think? Is it a lot more about planning and a lot more about admin and detail and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I try to survive in the romantic way, but it's the way that I like it. And I will not change nothing at the end of my career. So I live the football to me is very easy. I try to... And when I have my players, try to play my football, try to give my ideas. I don't want to feel influence of anybody, of agents or chairman or board or social media, whatever. I think to my head, to be concentrated in my work. Me and my staff, we work very hard to try to achieve things in the clubs. And I have a proposal all the time. Try to play good football to entertain the persons and win, of course, and try to develop players to be better players. So if a player, and I have a lot of testimonials also here in England, when the player said that with us, the player are developed, the football are doing things that he never did in the past, and you are talking about players with 31 and 32 years old, I'm really very proud about that. And something that I'm very, very, very proud. I never manage with money.
Right.
I don't want to manage with money, and I will not manage with money anytime.
But when you turn up to work on a Monday morning, what does your day look like? What do you do for the day?
Well, it's Championship is more hard than Premier. So Championship, you have a lot of games, so you are all the time involved, so you don't have time to nothing.
Okay.
You are all the time seeing games, analyzing, and so on. But also in the Premier, is not too many difference. So something that important that the people maybe like to know, we never disconnect when you are working. For example, in this moment, I can't disconnect because I'm not working.
Yeah.
I can go to a cinema and see a film, see a movie.
Yeah.
I can go ride my bike and just ride my bike. I can go to see a game and enjoy to see the game.
Sure.
If I'm working, when I'm working, I can't disconnect. We don't disconnect. We go to a movie and we are thinking about something about the team.
Sure.
We go to... If I go to ride my bike, I was thinking about something. So... Is even you if you
it maybe takes you, over your whole life basically.
It's all the time. Yeah. It's like a drug. You know, it's like you depend too much about that. You are thinking all the time. So I'm acting like that all the time. So this is the part that we are feeling. About to work, we work really very hard, really. We usually go to the clubs very early and we go out of the club. We maybe, I don't know, maybe 7:30, 8 o'clock, we go to the clubs, and after we leave 6, 7 o'clock in the afternoon. And during this period, we are all the time programming the trainings, analyzing the trainings that we did, programming the next trainings, the next week, the games. Seeing the opponent videos about the opponent, of course, about our performance also, try to correct things, try talk with the players, solve problems in the club. Is a you must be with a big patience to be manager, because look like that to be manager is sit on the bench and and put the arms right and left, go blah 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 blah. But it's not. This is the part. Important.
It's the part that we see, but not what.
Is behind the curtains is a lot of work to a manager nowadays.
Yeah, sure. And I suppose the role of manager over the years has changed, because we used to see managers being in charge of everything. Sir Alex Ferguson, Arsene Wenger, they would control the entire club. But now we don't see that as much, do we? Is that because there are too many responsibilities now? So you are much more of a coach, a head coach, rather than a manager that oversees the whole club.
Well, I come from a different culture, as you understand.
Sure.
So in my culture, the managers don't deal with.
But you have a sporting director and all that. Yeah.
There's sports director. Also, the chairman like to do that. So it's completely different. So, and I must tell you that I prefer like that. So I prefer. I think the most important thing. This is what I want. That decided which players are coming. And which players are leaving.
So you choose that?
Yes. I don't mind if you propose a player.
Yeah.
Or the chairman proposed 20 players or another person proposed a player. I'm happy to see the players.
You must have the final say.
And after, I will choose the players. But after, about money, so it's something that I don't deal. But, you know, that I stay a little out of that. But I will give you, for example, one example that all the things is working nowadays. And it's about social media. For example, I remember when I said to the chairman to try to buy Adam Rich from Millsburg to Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah.
So when we bring the player, I don't know if it's true. Nowadays, I don't know, because I never asked to the chairman. But came outside that the player cost 5 million. But, you know, sometimes when come 5 million, I don't know, because sometimes they have clauses, you know.
Sure.
So if the player played the final of the Galactic
Champions League,
against March or against Venus, the club will receive 1 million, something like that. And I don't know. I don't know. But 5 million.
Yeah.
And Adam Rich have a period to adapt it. And I know, because I know that a lot of criticize in the people critic a lot in that moment about how is possible spend 5 million in the winger, he don't score too many goals, blah 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 blah. So and after, I know that a club from the Premier want him, and he was ready to pay 9 million, and I think Sheffield Wednesday refused.
Yeah.
After some times, and nowadays the player is very good, and everybody said that is a fantastic, because it, really it is. We bring the player, and he's a really very good player. So we increase value in that moment. But the social media start mourning a lot in that moment, and this happen often because imagine that if this player, because a very good player and is very regular, but he's not so regular, if you have a period that is not so good, the social media is, if you care too much about that, they are very strong about the moment.
Sure.
And if the player don't perform 3 games, they start saying, oh, he's very very bad player. Why bring this player? Why we pay 5 million? Blah, 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 blah. And after, if the player scored 2 or 3 goals, oh, this is a fantastic player. So you understand what I mean?
Yeah,
so if you don't have your head in the place and understand that the player sometimes have a good period, a bad period, and it's important that you stay independent about these things. Mm. you will be crazy, easy. You'll sure. be crazy. So sure. it's whether you stay away of this situation.
And you stick to your job and do your
and
thing.
Do your job, of yeah. course. And, yeah. and of course, one player sometimes performs. Sometimes you bring a player. I remember Lucas João, for example, who I bring from Portugal,
yeah.
from a small team.
Yeah.
In Portugal, we bring him and the people start mourning. Well, what is this? And after he start playing so well and he go to national team after he play with Cristiano Ronaldo after 2 months, he perform yeah. really well. And yeah. the people put him in the stars.
Yeah.
And I said, listen, Lucas João is not this. If yeah. you still doing this and put pressure to also to him, you will decrease the performance. You will not, and happen this after maybe yeah. stay. The expectation is so high, the player don't follow the expectations no. and calm down completely.
We'll talk about Sheffield Wednesday and Swansea in a minute. I just really wanted to pick up on something you said about identifying good players and finding players you want to bring to work with you. When you see a young player, how can you tell what their potential is, how good they can be? How easy is it for you, who's been in football for a long time, to tell that player there can be a lot better than he is now?
Well, we have a problem nowadays. We have a mm. problem now with the new generation. Not all the players, because this is not to all the players, but I think the new generation, special the talent, they don't know the way to be on the top. Mm. So what I pretend to say to you, they know everybody recognizes abilities. Everybody recognizes that they are really good players, but most of them don't know that they have a way to be better, to play on the top, and if they achieve the top, to stay on the top. Mm. This is one of the big challenges of the managers nowadays. Mm. Try to put that players on the top, thinking like players of the top, working hard to be players on the top. Mm. And this is the big problem. Why? Because if you put one player to play in the first team, and you know that he's a really good player, and if the expectations in that day or after second games stay very high, the player must be very solid mental, very strong to be better and better and better. Because nowadays they jump to the another galaxy very, very, very fast.
And more money as well?
More money, expectations. Mm. Expectations more than the value of the player, and after the player don't know the way to achieve that. This happened with a lot of players. It's why all the time I remember, for example, I gave this example, Lucas João, when they play national team, he was in Sheffield in championship and play in the first team with Cristiano Ronaldo in the attack. They asked me about him, and I said in the Portuguese press, I said, listen, Lucas João have everything to be a very good striker. But I don't know if he'll be a very good striker. Depend of him, depend of the way.
It's got to come from the player.
Of course.
Yeah.
This is the big challenge. It's sometimes we lose a lot of players nowadays because they don't have solid foundations, and the environment put them don't help nothing about these kind of situations.
No, and so lots of when I've interviewed people before on this show, a lot of people in football will say talent is say that important, but the hard work is much more important.
Depend of the philosophy.
Okay.
I like the big talent players with a big talent that we must put them in the work, working hard. Usually the talent players, they think different. Usually the talent players, they are not under the stereotypes.
Stereotype, yeah.
Stereotypes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not, they are out of the order.
Okay.
They think completely different. It's why they are big players.
Yeah.
They don't care about the coaches, right. most of them when they are in the oath.
Yeah.
When they want that they play fast, they play slow. When they think that they will do that, they will do different.
Yeah.
And because they do so well, the managers must put them to play. And this is the extra players.
Yeah.
Because nowadays, we are try to put a type of the player, fast, strong, and so on. And we think that is talent. And this is not talent. This is not talent. I saw it. This is not talent. Talent is completely different. And the players with talent, they are completely out of the box. They are not strong. They are not too many fast. But they think different. They are different brain. They have different speed. Okay. They know how they put speed in the game, how broke the speed, how changed the way of the game. And they are out of the box. So they are a big talent that we must work this talent. They must work hard, but work hard in different way of that stereotype of the players, strong, fast,
sure,
good headers, and so on. You understand? But so, but because this one make the difference in football.
Sure. But Carlos, how much of Cristiano Ronaldo's career is down to hard work?
A lot.
Yeah.
It's a good example of hard work. But yeah, Cristiano Ronaldo shows away in the moment. When he play in Portugal, he's very skinny. When he arrived to Manchester United, he's very skinny. It was a different player. Dribbling, if you remember, very exciting. He dribbling fast, playing on the line. And with the time, he adapted. He's still in the high level because you work hard, but he did a transformation in the body. He's not anymore that dribbling player, as you know.
Yeah.
That player that's very creative and fast, that go.
He's like a strong striker now, isn't he?
Exactly.
Forward, yeah.
He adapted to stay in the height level. You have a lot of examples of the players that with a different way of Cristiano Ronaldo. Messi is a different player of Cristiano Ronaldo. He's a talent player, he's a dribbler, he's a shifter. I can't say that one is better than another one. I think this is it's like that we're born first with the chicken or the egg.
Yeah, okay.
It's the same conversation, okay. So we never achieve a conclusion. But they are the both in different ways.
In Portugal, do they, just out of interest, in Portugal, do they say that Cristiano is the best Portuguese player ever? Or is that still Eusebio?
I think we'll be Cristiano Ronaldo. We'll be.
Okay. Interesting.
If I said this to my father will say that we'll, Eusebio. Because they are... I know, sure. Old-fashioned and so on, but the numbers, everything that we win,
the trophy as well,
will made him. Yeah. Will not will. He is the best footballer ever in Portugal.
Okay, let's talk a bit about when you arrived in England. Then you'd been out of the game for some time when you took the Sheffield Wednesday job.
No.
You hadn't managed for a wee while, had
you? I was working.
So. Oh, sure. Okay, apologies. So you hadn't been a manager for a little bit. And so what made you choose the Sheffield Wednesday job?
Yeah, before I talk of Sheffield Wednesday, let me say I'm very grateful about the chairman to choose me and Sheffield Wednesday, because they opened the doors to me to England. Something that I dream is a childhood.
Of course. Yeah,
to
yeah.
come to England.
Was English football big for you when you were young? When you were a boy?
Yeah, yeah. Especially the English Cup on Saturdays afternoon.
FA Cup. But, yeah. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Did you watch that on television in Portugal?
On television, yeah. Because in that moment, black and white TVs, and we saw very, very few games on TV. So,
okay.
I grew up seeing that game. I wait sometimes 1 year to see that game.
Did you
saw that game and also. Rugby is why I like rugby also, and I don't understand too much, but I like all the times. I still like to see rugby games.
Do you did you support an English team when you were young?
Rugby?
In football, did you support Liverpool or?
No, I must tell you, I have some fascination about the way that Manchester United play.
Okay.
Andy Cole and what is another?
Dwight York.
Yes.
Yeah.
That two strikers, I stay fascinated the way that they play. When I saw them to play,
they scored lots of goals.
That's amazing. Amazing.
yeah. So you arrived in Sheffield and took the job at Sheffield Wednesday, which is a big club, a big stadium. And they were in the Championship at the time, but had they finished sort of lower half the season before you joined? So how was that when you got there and started working?
So I will maybe start to the finish. So, We did the best performance in points in the last 50 years of the club.
Yeah.
50.
Yeah.
So we achieved a lot of points. We achieved memorable moments. Final of the playoff, a semi-final in the second year. You don't promote it by a little permanor. It was one goal in the Wembley.
Yeah.
And we don't lose against Huddersfield. We lose in penalties. Not,
sure.
We never lose against Huddersfield. It's very curious. In 9 games or 10 games.
Yeah.
But we achieve fantastic in the Carabao Cup, fantastic games, exciting moments that I believe that the people never don't we'll forget.
This
times
Carlos,
in Sheffield Wednesday.
I have three good friends who are Sheffield Wednesday fans, and they all love you.
Yeah,
they all still really like you. I called them to ask them what they thought of Sheffield Wednesday when you were the manager, and they were all so positive.
Yeah,
they were quite sad that you left.
I have this feeling also. I have, you know, that when you're connected with emotions that we live there, amazing. We transformed the things very, very,
how different,
very fast.
How different was English football when you arrived?
Comparing with now, or
When you arrived at Sheffield Wednesday for your first job in England, how different was the football? Was the culture?
I must adapt it, and my staff, Lee Bull and Rhodes helped me. Andy Rhodes helped me a lot in that moment, and Kalinis and so on. So everybody helped me a lot to learn little things. Hmm. But in general, I must tell you that I was completely ready to this challenge. Hmm. Why? Because I was manager of Sporting in Lisbon. I was manager.
Oh, you had managed at big clubs. I understand that. Yeah, of course.
But it's not just about that. It's the ideal. I deal with in these clubs, especially in these clubs, with the problems that championship put to the manager, and is one of the best challenges is play a lot of games in a short time. Hmm. So you play 7 games in 20 days, like we do this 7 games on the row in 20 days is something that is a big challenge to a manager, and we must be ready to do that. Because
do you agree with that? Is that too many games, do you think?
I like English football. I can't criticize nothing. I love the English football. Okay. So even the Boxing Day even is not good to the health of the players, but I love that.
Do you think it is damaging for the players' fitness?
Of course it is. No. Okay. You need 3 days to recover. It's common accept everybody. If you read a book about the physiology, they will say that the minimum will be 3 days between the games to recover.
Sure.
So about the
takes
physiology
me about
of
2
the,
weeks.
or me in this moment. I was ready to that challenge, and I was completely ready to the challenge. So we move the things, a lot of enthusiasm. The expectations was very low in that season, and we play a great football in the first and second season. Great, great football in the both. We achieve a 6th place, and we achieve the playoff, 2 games to finish the championship in the first year. We achieve a 4th place in the second year, so we did better in the second season. Was fantastic.
Did you expect to get as far as a playoff final in your first season? Or were you thinking this is going to be a long-term... Because you've been a manager who's moved around quite a lot. Did you think Sheffield Wednesday would take a bit longer before you saw success like that?
Now, when we start to play, and I saw the dynamic of our team, the way that we play, I saw the opponent manage, the respect they have about that we win the respect of them. In the middle of the season, we talk with my staff, and we said we can do that. We can go to the playoffs in the first season. We can do that. We'll try to achieve, and we believe that we can achieve. So we achieve something that we try. We try to, me and my players, we believe that we could do that. But it's not just to shift the 6th position, it's the way that we play.
Sure.
We play amazing, amazing football. I choose the players. Some of them out of the contract. The veil of the players increase a lot. Mm. I remember Forestieri, Bannon. I'm talking about the players that we bring, Jack Kent, Daniel Pudil, Gary Hooper, Kieran Lee,
who's already there.
Already there is a fantastic player. Yeah. Sam Hutchinson,
Kieran Westwood,
also. Yeah. So the veil of the players was, in my opinion, was the double after 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, okay.
Than before. So if, for example, if you put just 2 or 3 players like Forestieri, Gary Hooper, and Barry Bannon came free.
Yeah.
Gary Hooper, I think 3 or 4 millions, think, and Forestieri the same.
Yeah.
Just with these three players, if the chairman one day wants to sell them, they will
make a lot
of money.
Forestieri was top scorer that season, wasn't he?
Yeah, he did absolutely fantastic.
How did you prepare your players for the playoff final? How do you prepare them differently because it's such a big game and it's at Wembley? How do you manage that?
I talk with some managers with this experience, a lot of them, not a lot, but few managers that I trust that have the experience to play in the Wembley. there are different perspectives, you know, that some managers prefer stay with the team away, outside or abroad, out of the pressure, and after go to the game. Some managers prefer do absolutely the same, and they promote it, and they win cups also. Our decision at that moment, because we was doing so well, we don't do any special preparation. Try to do the same, prepare the game. We play against Hull City before. I think we draw both games before. We was ready to the game, but we didn't play our football in the final. It was something that it was a reality.
Yeah. What do you think went wrong?
Maybe the scenario block one another player, maybe because they don't perform in the normal level.
Yeah.
But we must understand that 40,000 fans there, a big day.
Yeah.
Some of them was the first time that they have this kind of experience.
Sure.
Hull City more experienced. They was relegated from the Premier.
That's right, yeah.
With a little more experience. The game was balanced, make a difference, a shoot from...
Diame.
Yeah,
it was a good goal.
75 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
The following year, you finished higher, and obviously you went out in the playoff semi-final. How do you feel about the playoff system? Do you feel that it's a good system to have? Because, of course, the reason the playoffs were brought in was because there were teams who had nothing to play for beyond about January or February. How do you view the playoff system having actually managed within it?
Well, I think the system is very good, in my opinion, in Championship. The playoffs are exciting games. I don't agree absolutely that in January, February, any team can relax.
Sure.
Can relegate it. If you relax, you can relegate it. Everybody knows
I feel that. Like if it was just automatic promotion, people would know they wouldn't be able to be promoted. Yeah. They wouldn't happen for them. What was it like to... was it a real achievement for you to manage at Wembley? Did you feel happy that you were able to manage at Wembley?
Of course. I was one of... highest moment of my career to be in Wembley, something that I dream when I was a kid to play in Wembley. So I was very exciting. I played before finals with Vitória Setúbal, and and Andrei Schoensch when I was in Portugal. But this final in Wembley is something. We have our Wembley in Portugal. It's Estádio Nacional. We play sure. there. But if I talk with you about Estádio Nacional, you don't know.
No.
Okay, but Wembley, everybody knows in the all the world. So yeah. Make a difference.
So were you excited to go there to manage?
A lot. Yeah, it was amazing.
And I mean, in your third season at Sheffield Wednesday, you had a very busy Christmas, didn't you? Because you left Sheffield Wednesday on Christmas Eve, I think, and took over in Swansea a couple of days after Christmas. Around the time you left Sheffield Wednesday, you had a lot of injuries. It's a difficult time for you. You went on a period of some poor results. Do you regret agreeing to leave the club?
Well, I was. I think I was more victim of the social media than the, because when I was in the state, is one thing. Social media is more aggressive. I think most of the persons that are in social media don't go to the stadiums, you know. And,
sure. Yeah. Okay.
And nowadays is one of the situations. Yeah. So, what I can say about this season, that season, expectations more high. Everybody expect if you achieve a 6, a 4.
Yeah,
achieve the direct promotion, more high expectations. Mm. And after in that period, you was correct. In the 11 that I play in Wembley, I had 9 players out with injuries, a lot of injuries in that moment. Mm. The team is not the same. The people expect, even when we win games, that we are not playing the same football. They criticize, they're mourning. So everybody's a lot of criticize around the team.
Did you change the style of play for that season?
No, I didn't change. No, nothing. But the problem is that if you have Kieran Lee on the team and you have Barry Bannon and you have, for example, Sam Hutchinson in midfield, is one thing. Mm. If you have Jones, if you have... another player with different characteristics is completely different. The level of intensity is completely different. Mm. And I think the people don't understand that. So I have a period in second season, that we lose 4 or 5 important players, one of them Forestieri and Hooper. Mm. And in that period, we didn't play very good football, but we achieved 6 victories. And the people criticize in that moment, they are not playing the same football.
Yeah.
But when the player's back, we finalize very well.
Yeah.
But nowadays the people don't care too much about that, you know.
They would understand more.
It's about today, you know. Yeah. We win 6 games on the road, but the people start mourning. Ah, we are not playing the same football and so on. Okay, but we are winning and we don't have 4 or 5 players that give the intensity that I like it. So so the third year we miss a lot of players in that period. When I talk with the chairman talk with me after in that day. He said to me what I think. I said, chairman, you don't have any issues in this moment. There are a lot of criticals around the team. I think it's better we cancel. Or he said to me that what you think. I think the big pressure. I said, I'm a very good relation with. I still have a very good relation with the chairman of the Sheffield Wednesday, with Ms. Shansiri. I have a very good is a friend that I have to all my life, so I understand clear the situation. Sure. I don't create any problem. I said, chairman, okay, no problem. I think you know what is the problem. I know what is the problem. Some players will take more 2 or 3 weeks to recover. Sheffield United game comes soon, so make a little more pressure in that moment. So we decided to cancel, but I remember that Millwall, for example, was under us or up us 1 or 2 points or something, or it was near Sheffield Wednesday. And 2 or 3 games to finish the season, they almost achieved the playoff. So in the minimum, I am absolutely sure that to recover the players in the third year, we will achieve the playoffs. Because
You get your momentum back and your players
also
back.
With the new manager, take more time. He did, I think he did absolutely very well, the manager, with the young players and so on. But we know the difference when you recover players, start winning a lot of games in the end of the season, make all the difference. So it was the difference, but the people nowadays don't understand that, you know, that the people just care about the moment, don't care if we lose players or not, if you are with the full team, if you can improve or not. We are not winning. If you explain the reasons, the people don't care. If you are not winning, you must win with these players and so on. So Okay, in that moment was a very sad moment, I must tell you that, but I don't have any negative feeling about Sheffield Wednesday, but it was a very sad moment because I like the club. I still like the club, Sheffield Wednesday, a lot because I have an emotional connection with that club forever. Hurt me a lot in that day, but okay, this is the life, so nothing against nobody.
Sure.
We did the best, as I told you, the best of the last 50 years of the club is a big stamp in our way in the club. We did fantastic games. We play a fantastic football, and I believe that the people will remember forever these moments.
If you had your time again, would you do anything differently at Sheffield Wednesday in that final season, or do you think there was nothing else you could really do because of the players you had missing?
Well, in that moment, I don't know. We can do something different all the time. I recognize when we do a reflection, maybe change the system, maybe try to do different things. But it will, even if we win, will be difficult because the level of intensity, the shoes that I prepare, I prepare the players. When you try to bring players from another clubs, it's not the same level. Is because we have some limitations about the money. We have some limitations to bring players and
so
to bring
you
players.
Bring them in anyway.
To that level of intensity. If you ask me, if it's easy to bring players with level of intensity of Sam Hutchinson, of Kieran Lee, of Barry Bannon, for example, Forestieri. It's very difficult. It's very difficult to achieve players with this level of intensity. If someone that you bring
in the championship,
to bring that players, I know the targets. We try to bring the targets, even to central back, for example. We follow since the first year strong central back from the championship, but we have limitations. So we know all the players, and some of them they are playing national team of England now, for example. And we propose when we arrive at, but we have financial, of course, limitations.
Sure, okay. And so you have a very warm feeling about Sheffield Wednesday still now.
Absolutely.
How do you feel about Swansea?
Very nice club, very nice people. Again, I must tell thank you very much to the chairman.
You started very well at Swansea.
Yeah.
Started really well, didn't it?
We started really well, but given this opportunity, I was very, very proud to manage Swansea. When we arrived, the club was dead. The team was dead in that moment.
Yeah,
so everybody expected that we were relegated. The word that I heard in the press conference with the journalist was miracle, if I believe in miracles.
Yeah. How bad was it when you turned up? How low was confidence in the players when you arrived?
That was very bad. The confidence was very bad. But we don't care. We give a strong and positive message immediately. Yeah. I remember that was on Thursday. We'll play on Saturday against Watford. And I traveled during the night on Wednesday night to be in the training. Even I don't have contract, I said to Sherman, I want to be in the training. Mm-hmm. I went prepared the game against Watford. We win that game against Watford. We lose against Tottenham, second game, but we play really well.
Sure.
And after this, we stay 10 games unbeaten. And in these 10 games, we beat Arsenal, we beat Liverpool, we win 4 against West Ham. We beat Burnley also. So we did a very, very, very good run. But something happened in the middle.
Right.
So let's try to collect the pieces. We try to achieve players in January when they opened the transfer window. Nobody wants to come to Swansea. We was in last position. Nobody wants to come. I can tell you now, we agree with the Atletico Madrid to bring Gaetan and Guerrero. Gaetan is a national team Argentina player. Guerrero is a France national team player. We agree with about these players. And after, the players didn't want to come. They don't come. It's not about money. So I have the support of the chairman, the American investors, to try to bring players.
They wouldn't even come on loan.
They don't want to come because it's the last position. They are afraid that they can stay in the CV with a relegation.
Sure.
So they refuse to come. So not. I can give you more examples. They don't want to come, the good players. So I have this kind of limitation. So, but what we did, we're still doing with a positive way. We did some changes. So Willow and Meza. For example, Willow and Ollie McBurney. When Willow and, for example, Ollie, it was almost in the end of the transfer window. After 3 or 4 days, Bonnie have an injury on the knee.
Yeah.
So after, or maybe a few days after the close of the transfer window, we lose our two midfielder that is playing in that moment. So Renato Sanches and Leroy Fer. We lose also these two players. People don't remember about that. After two or three games after this, in the games against Huddersfield, Jordan Ayew, take a red card, 5 minutes, 10 minutes of the game. So we stay out of that game, more three. So we'll be four games out of the team. So we didn't achieve players. We did well, but we lose important players to the team also. Very important players in the team that is not strong was very, very, very hard to us to support all the things. We give a hope. I think we give a hope. We give a big animation in the competition. I think we did really well. I'm very sad to the player, to the team, because all of us, we work very hard. But if I talk about our personal performance there, when we arrived in 20 games, in 18 games, we achieved 20 points.
Yeah.
With this media, we'll be in the middle. We scored more goals.
Yeah.
Not too much minus goals conceded. We improve a lot of the team, but
you came close to staying in the Premier League.
I mean,
if you'd won one of those last five, I think you would have stayed up, because I think you were only relegated by 3 points.
Yes.
What do you think about Renato Sanches? He's quite a curious, like an interesting player, because he was so well thought of, and so he's obviously got such ability, and yet he came to Swansea and looked like a shadow of his former self, really. What do you think was the problem with Renato at Swansea?
Oh, the problem with Renato with me was that it was injury. Because
Before that, under Paul.
And with us, what he did, he started improving. He played in Watford, he did well, and after he started improving. But after he had the injury. With injury, we couldn't do nothing. But I believe that one of the problems was the confidence that, okay, Portuguese manager, same language, we can help him a little more. I'm not criticize the, of course, the previous manager, but this is a reality.
No, I understand. Yeah, I understand.
It's a reality, and I think he will play in the good level with us. And he was improving game by game, but as I tell you, the Leroy Fer and him was the two midfielders, and I think in few days, we lose the both to all the season. So it was very hard to us.
Do you think Renato Sanches will go on to have a good career?
I think he's a very good player. He's a very talented player. But what is the problem with Renato? Renato play after the academy. He played 1 year in Benfica. So he's not a completely player.
And goes to Bayern Munich for big money. And
again, it's one of the examples that I said to you, that expectations very high, big money. And with a player that is not ready. So if the club pay 40 million to one player, expect that he go there and make a difference. And Renato, he can make a difference after two or three seasons. You understand?
So sure.
It's the same when Cristiano Ronaldo, if you remember, when he arrived to Manchester, he don't play all the weeks, if you remember.
Sure.
Alex Ferguson, very clever, very experienced, put him to play, sometimes put him out, put him to play, put him out, put expectations down, and he create a player.
Sure.
So in Benfica, he did one season as a boy with 19 years old.
Yeah.
They sell for 40 million, and he must make the difference in Bayern de Munich. Impossible.
Yeah.
You will not do that. You need a process. The boy with his age, like Cristiano Ronaldo in Manchester United. But the problem nowadays is the money.
Sure.
So if you pay a lot, he must score 20 goals.
Yeah. Okay. And were you tempted to stay at Swansea for the championship season this season?
No, I said, no, this is very clear. I said to the chairman, and I said, not to the chairman, I'm out of the market. I think 1 week about that, I think 1 week before the end of the season, I have a problem in a family problem, someone falling down.
Oh, okay.
And I must, so I scared a lot with situation. It was my father.
Sure, okay.
He did a surgery 4 or 5 years ago to the heart, and he falling down. My mother was a little in panic. I felt that they need me near them in this period.
Okay.
So I was in Portugal. I decided to be out of the market. So I received invitations to stay in England.
Okay.
The invitations that 2 years ago I came to England walking. I don't need to come in the plane. I will come walk.
Okay, yeah, okay.
You'd walk because there. I want too much that I go and I take my bag and the plane, I come walk and swim. Of course, I need to swim.
Yeah. But are you a good swimmer?
Broke my heart to say no. And after, you know, football nowadays, China, Poland, France, Portugal, a lot of situations. But all the time, I said to my agent that I'm out of the market. So I think in this moment, the things are much better.
Okay.
I think in a few weeks or maybe less, everything will be great. My sister is living in the same building of my father.
Okay.
She moved there. Everything is calm in this moment. I think soon I will be back to the market. And I hope that I can back to England. Because it's
is that
I
where wish. You'd like to work next?
Yes.
You'd like to stay in England? Yeah.
And I believe that will happen because I don't want anything bad to my colleagues, of course. But you know, football, this is the rules of the football. Yeah. If the teams are not in good way, they change the manager. And, but I'm not... I must tell you that if I receive invitation today, I must say no.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, I don't know, maybe. Okay. Next week or after maybe 1 or 2 weeks, I will be available.
And what sort of level would you be looking at? Championship or Premier League? Or would you consider League One? What would suit you? Would it depend on the project and the club itself?
Yeah, you answered my question. I have the feeling that I have unfinished business in the Premier, I think.
Okay.
I think we show that we have abilities to play against strong teams against in this level.
Yeah.
We play before in Sporting, we play before in Beşiktaş.
Yeah.
We have a lot of Europa League games. So we are completely ready to a challenge in the Premier. But, you know, we are not managers just to one country or just one competition. We are managers and we must open the doors to everything.
All right, great. Carlos, thank you very much for your time.
It's a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, mate.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking out?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.